The people of Israel were severely punished by God for their unfaithfulness. Many Israelites had been led astray by the Midianite and Moabite women and had worshipped their pagan god Baal Peor. All acts of idolatry in Israel were punished with death, so 24,000 Israelites died of the sudden plague that broke out in the camp. The severity of God's judgment revealed the gravity of the crime. This second generation of Israelites, who were to enter the promised land and take possession of the inheritance God had promised them, were guilty of the same sin their fathers had committed. Disobedient to God and forgetful of his goodness, they had taken part in the depraved rituals of pagan worship, just as their fathers had done with the golden calf. The first generation of Israelites, those who had come up out of Egypt, had been condemned by God to wander in the desert for 40 years and die there, because of their unfaithfulness, rebellion, and unbelief. So the Lord said to Moses, "Treat the Midianites as enemies, and kill them, because they have treated you as enemies by deceiving you." Moses said to the people, "Arm some of your men to go to war against the Midianites, and to carry out the Lord's vengeance on them." So 12,000 men armed for battle, 1,000 from each tribe, were taken from the clans of Israel. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the high priest, was to go with them to sound the silver trumpets. An army of 12,000 men was a very small one, but God was with them and gave them the victory. The Israelites overcame the Midianites and put their 5 kings and all the men to death. Balaam, the unfaithful prophet who had betrayed Israel, was with the Midianites, and he was killed with the sword. The towns where the Midianites lived, as well as their camps and settlements, were burnt. The women who had seduced the Israelites into worshipping their god were put to death, but the young girls were spared. The fighting men took the plunder and spoils, the people and livestock, and brought them to Moses and Eleazar at the camp on the plains of Moab. They found large quantities of gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, and lead in the Midianite towns. The Lord commanded Moses to divide all they had taken between the soldiers who took part in the battle and the rest of the community. A share was also given to the priests and Levites. When the officers over the Israelite army counted the men under their command, they found that not one was missing. In gratitude to God, they gave all the gold jewelry they had taken from the Midianites as an offering to the Lord. 2 of the tribes of Israel, Reuben and Gad, who possessed large herds and flocks, saw that the lands east of the Jordan, the 2 kingdoms of Sihon and Og, had rich pasture lands suitable for grazing. There were also great oak forests and much arable land in this area. The vast stretches of meadows and pastures were highly suitable for livestock. So the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh asked Moses if they could settle in these parts instead of crossing the Jordan River with the other tribes. Moses misunderstood their intentions and was angry. "Shall your countrymen go to war," he said, "while you sit here? Why do you discourage the Israelites from going over into the land the Lord has given them?" The leaders of these tribes reassured him, saying that they were ready to take up arms and go ahead of the Israelites to conquer the land on the other side of the Jordan. But, they said, "we would like to build enclosures here for our livestock and fortified cities for our women and children to protect them from the inhabitants of the land." Then Moses said to them, "If you will arm yourselves for battle and go over the Jordan to drive out the enemy until the land is subdued, then this land will be your possession before the Lord. Build fortified cities for your families, but do what you have promised. If you fail to do so, you will be sinning against the Lord." So Moses gave the fertile plains of Moab and the southern part of the kingdom of Sihon to the tribe of Reuben and the northern part to the tribe of Gad. The kingdom of Og, the land of Bashan to the north, was attributed to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Next episode, the cities of refuge.